This is HPR episode 2328 entitled BFN UV5R VHF / UHF Handset Part 8 and is part of the series QSK HAM Radio. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 14 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is an in-depth series about the BFN UV5R VHF / UHF handheld transceiver.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available. If we all contributed a show, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. The show is provided by the community for the community. It's actually very easy. They've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the whole process, and it's really quite easy. It's The hardest bit I find is getting around to writing the show notes. It's just a matter of picking up a microphone and hitting the record button. I'm sure you must have something interesting that we'd all love to hear. Okay, here I'll attempt to cover the menu options of the Bofeng UV5R handheld transceiver. I'll cover some of the options in detail. The more obvious ones I'll just briefly cover. I'll highlight any options I don't understand and can't get information on. The options I know little about will likely be either Bofeng specific options or options that are not really relevant to the radio amateur. If I remember, I'll try to include the radio announcements of the menu selection.
Menu. DCS.
Transmit DCS, T-DCS, menu 12. Sets the digital coded squelch DCS code for the transmitter. Refer to the manual for complete reference of DCS codes and for their corresponding numeric value. Remember to input any leading zeros when using the numerical keypad. To set it to off, enter code 000.
Menu. CTCSS.
Menu 13, transmit CTCSS or T-CTCSS. Available parameters 67.0 to 254.1 or off. Presumably that's hertz. This sets the continuous toed coded squelch system CTCSS subtone for the transmitter. Refer to the manual for a complete reference of CTCSS subtones. To enter a CTCSS tone on the numerical keypad, enter its frequency directly rather than the numeric code. Remember to input any leading zeros when using the numerical keypad. To set it to off, enter code 000.
Menu. Voice prompt.
Menu 14, voice prompt. Available parameters ENG, CHI, and off. Presumably that's English, Chinese, and off. When enabled, your radio will talk back to you. meaning audible confirmation when pressing keys and working the menu system. Two languages are available, these being English and Chinese.
Menu. ANI code.
ANI code. Menu 15. ANI-ID. Automatic number ID for Bofeng UV5R. This can only be set via computer-linked programming. Default value is 80808. It's transmitted when the alarm is triggered by pushing the orange side button and menu 32 alarm mode is set to code. Menu 16. There's no prompt for this one. Menu 16, DTMFST. DTMF tone of transmitter. Parameters available, 1, 2, 3, and 0. Determines when the DTMF side tone can be heard from the transceiver speaker. DTMF tones are the tones you hear when you are asked to pick an option when phoning an automated phone system. When a button on your phone is pushed, this generates a specific DTMF code, unique to the particular button. I've never actually used DTMF tones with amateur radio, but I believe it was fairly commonly used in the United States. Further, I believe, though could be wrong, that it was used to patch into the phone network, making it possible to make local telephone calls through a local repeater. UK regulation prohibits radio amateurs from connecting amateur radio equipment to the phone network through radio links. The options for hearing DTMF side tones are as follows. Option 1, which equals DT-ST, which means side tones are heard only from manually keypad DTMF codes. 2, ANI-ST, which means side tones are heard only from automated keypad DTMF codes. 3. DT plus ANI. All DTMF side tones are heard. And option 0. Off. No DTMF tones are heard. According to Wikipedia, dual tone multi-frequency signalling DTMF is an in-band telecommunications signalling system using the voice frequency band over telephone lines between telephone equipment and other communications devices and switching centres. DTMF was first developed in Bell Systems in the United States and became known under the trademark Touchtone for use in push-button telephones supplied to telephone customers starting in 1963. DTMF is standardised by the ITU-T regulations Q.23. It is also known in the UK as MF4. The DTMF system uses a set of 8 audio frequencies transmitted in pairs to represent 16 signals, represented by the 10 digits, the letters A to D, and the symbols hash and star. As the signals are audible tones in the voice frequency range, they can be transmitted through electrical repeaters and amplifiers and over radio and microwave links. AT&T described the product as a method of push-button signalling from customer stations using the voice transmission path. Menu 17, S-code, there's no voice prompt for this either. Signal code, available parameters 1 to 15. Sets your transceiver to one of 15 group ID codes. The actual ID codes are only settable from a computer. You cannot set S codes while in channel slash memory mode. Menu 18, SC-REV, scanner resume method, time, carrier and search, TO, CO and SE. Sets the behaviour of the radio scanner upon finding active frequencies. The radio detects a signal in all the scanning modes when a strong enough signal is present to open the squelch circuit. In TO mode, time operation mode, the scanner stops when it detects a signal, and after a preset timeout time of inactivity, it resumes scanning. CO mode, carrier operation. In carrier operation mode, the scanner stops when it detects a signal. As soon as the signal goes away, it resumes scanning. SE mode, search operation. In search operation mode, the scanner stops when it detects a signal and does not resume scanning. Menu 19, PTT-ID. No prompt for this either. No voice prompt. When to set the PTT ID, beginning, end, or both. Sets when to send the PTT ID, ANI and or S code codes. 1 equals beginning of transmit. 2 equals end of transmit. 3 equals both beginning and end of transmit. And 0 equals never transmit PTT ID. You cannot set PTT ID when in channel slash memory mode. Menu 20, PLT-LT. No voice prompt for this either. Signal code sending delay. Parameters available 0 to 30. Delay before sending a PTT ID. Values in milliseconds. Default 5 milliseconds. Menu 21, MDF-A. There's no prompt, voice prompt for that either. Channel mode A display. Available parameters, name slash frequency. Sets the display mode for the upper display. Name displays the given name on the upper display. This option is only applicable in channel mode. The name given to any particular channel can only be set via computer. Frequency displays the current frequency on the upper display. Menu 22, MDF-B, channel mode B display. Well, that's just self-evident, it's the same as menu 21, but except it's for the lower display. Sets either name or frequency mode on the display, displaying either a name that you set up during programming or a frequency.
Busy lockout.
Menu 23, BCL-Busy Channel Lockout. Available parameters off and on. If enabled, your radio will prevent you from transmitting on active frequencies. A channel is deemed active if the squelch is open. This will prevent you accidentally transmitting while a signal is being received. While it's never a good idea to transmit while the person you are speaking to is transmitting, just like when you're having a normal conversation, it isn't a good idea to talk over someone. There is a situation where this may not be suitable. For example, if working through a repeater and the station at the other end hands the conversation back to you, it is usual to listen for the beep from the repeater indicating that the signal on the input frequency of the repeater has disappeared, probably because the distant station has returned the conversation to you. The repeater will now be listening for your reply on the input frequency while continuing to transmit on the output frequency. In this situation, your radio will be receiving a good strong signal from the repeater. If the busy channel lockout option is active, your radio will prevent you from transmitting until the repeater stops transmitting on its output frequency. The repeater may continue transmitting for a considerable time depending upon how it's configured, so for this reason it may not be ideal to select this option when working through an amateur repeater. Menu 24, Auto LK, Automatic Keypad Lock. Locks after 8 seconds of inactivity. Parameters available on, off. If enabled, keypad will automatically lock after 8 seconds of inactivity. This is useful to guard against accidental button activation. I haven't found this necessary, as the buttons have a nice positive feel to them and need a reasonable force to activate. The keypad is unlocked by pressing and holding down the hash key for 2 seconds. Okay, that's about it for this episode. Hopefully you haven't found it too boring. If you want to contact me, I could be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye. Listen.
Listen. You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.